Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are completing this week our study on the wilderness and the promised land. And we have studied this week on four things that God supplied to the Israelites while they were walking through the wilderness for the purpose of assisting them and sustaining them and enabling them to make their way through the wilderness and to enter the promised land. If you are going through a wilderness experience in your life right now, you can be sure that God has a supply for you that will help you, sustain you, and enable you to have the strength to walk through it and to come into the place of the promised land of God's blessing, prosperity, abundance, and joy that He has planned for your life. He never intended for the Israelites to live in the wilderness. He doesn't intend for you to live in a wilderness period you may be experiencing right now. He also didn't intend for the Israelites to wander in that wilderness for 40 years. He intended it to be a short journey that would show them He's provider, show them He's their leader, would show them that He can direct them and protect them along the way. But instead, they ended up perishing in that wilderness after a 40-year circuitous travel in a place where God intended to be a short distance and a fairly rapid trip into the promised land. Today we'll discuss or recap these four things that God supplied because they are available to you and I today to help us go through any wilderness experience you're having and enable us and strengthen us to take the promised land. The first thing that God supplied for the Israelites in the wilderness was supernatural direction. When you are in a wilderness situation, you need direction from God or you will feel so overwhelmed and lost. And God promises He will supply you with His direction, but you must look up. Many people never catch on to the direction God's trying to give them because they are looking down. They're looking at their circumstance and mourning the fact that they're in the wilderness at all. This happened even to the Israelites. Even though God supernaturally supplied a pillar of cloud to lead them by day and a pillar of fire to lead them and give them light at night, they needed only to look up to the provision of God's direction because the scripture is very clear that God made it so that if the pillar of cloud moved, they were to move. Then they knew exactly where to go, what direction to take because they simply followed the cloud. If you're in a wilderness situation right now, God wants you to look up and keep your attention upon Him so that He can give you specific directions on how to walk through the wilderness and get into the promised land in that situation. Don't miss it because you are consumed with the fact that you're in the wilderness at all. Secondly, God supplied supernatural protection for them. They could have been easily devoured in the wilderness. There were a multitude of dangers there, wild animals, scorpions, serpents, all kinds of literal physical danger, not to mention all the enemy tribes and peoples that were in the area. When you are in a wilderness situation, you have an enemy that is seeking to devour you. We're told in 1 Peter 5:8 that Satan goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I want to encourage you today. He doesn't have to be able to devour you, but you may let him if you would like to. I highly recommend you stand up against him in the name of Jesus and with the power and authority that you have in Christ and resist him, and God will cause him to flee from you. And you can rely upon the protection of God for your life, for your emotions, for your marriage, for your finances, even when you're in a difficult wilderness period. But again, you must look up. You must be relying on God instead of blaming God. Many Christians, I have observed, when they fall into a period that's a wilderness situation, whether it's financial or marital or emotional or whatever area it is in, will fall into the danger of beginning to question God's goodness and question his character and question whether he's abandoned them. This is the trap of the enemy. If you will instead look up to the Lord, believe his word about him, that he's your provider, he's your protection, he's your rear guard, he's the shield about you. He is everything you need when it comes to protection in the wilderness. And it is vital that you keep your faith alive and relying upon the goodness of your God. By doing that, you will not be devoured by the lies of the enemy. The third type of supply that God made for the Israelites in the wilderness and is available to each one of us is natural, or you could say physical provision. God gave the Israelites provision in the wilderness. They ran into problems quite soon in their wilderness travels where they were lacking food. And God supernaturally provided bread from heaven, which they called manna, which means, what is it? And you can tell, even by the name they assigned to it, that they were skeptical of what God was giving them. A lot of times people will not be grateful, will not have a heart of gratitude or appreciation or thankfulness for what God supplies in their wilderness situation. They are, what is this? What is this? Where's the great abundance God's promised? And they'll begin to question the word of God in the middle of their wilderness situation. Instead, we need to be grateful for everything God supplies along the way to coming into the place of the promised land of his supernatural abundance that God fully intends and desires for you to walk in. But I'll tell you, he tests us in those wilderness times to see if our heart will be appreciative of what he supplies. If you are not appreciative during the wilderness for the supply of God, you will not be appreciative when you are in the land flowing with milk and honey. You'll forget where your supply came from. If you cannot thank God in the wilderness, you won't be thanking him in the promised land. So this is a test that you'll encounter in the wilderness. God wants you to pass it because he desires to take you into the promised land where he can bless you abundantly, but he knows that he can trust you with the abundance because you'll remember who supplied it. You'll remember he's your provider. You'll always have a heart of gratitude, and you'll be obedient to him in every small and great thing he asks you to do. So when you are given provision during your wilderness situation, remember to be thankful to the Lord. The fourth type of supply that God gave to the Israelites during their wilderness travels was water, or we could say refreshment in the wilderness, refreshment in that dry and thirsty land. When you are going through a wilderness situation, and maybe you are spiritually dry, maybe you are emotionally dry, God will be your provider. Do not look to people. Do not look to trying to fulfill your thirst in natural ways. Look to God alone. He is able to supernaturally cause you to have refreshment in the middle of a wilderness situation. God will meet you himself as he did the Israelites by having Moses strike the rock, and out came the gushing abundant waters, or by having him throw that part of a tree into the water that was bitter and turned it sweet. God can do that for you in your situation. If your marriage is dry, God can bring you refreshment in the middle of that situation if you'll look to him and not become bitter over the fact that you're walking through the wilderness. God wants you to be refreshed. I guarantee you, if you do not stay spiritually refreshed during your wilderness travels, you will die in the wilderness. You'll perish. It is vital that you seek hard after God. Like King David said in the Psalms, that he panted after God like a deer pants after water. God wants you to thirst for him and let him refresh you, and then he'll take care of the other matters in your life. This is an important principle that you must seek your refreshment from God, and he is ready and desirous and willing to provide you with supernatural refreshment in the middle of your wilderness difficulties. And remember, the purpose is to take you through that wilderness and bring you into the promised land. That's all the time we have for today. I'll be continuing this series next week, so join me on Monday. But if you'd like further study, we have an 8-tape series called The Wilderness and the Promised Land that will give you more in-depth study on the subject and how it applies to our life today. For any donation of $30 or more to Hidden with Christ Ministries, we'll be happy to send you that 8-tape series. I know you'll enjoy it, and it'll be just a wealth of revelation in the Old Testament for you. So write to us or call us at the numbers that'll be mentioned in just a moment. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.